All right, should we get to our sexy story this week?
Ladies, gentlemen, you cannot unsuck that dick.
It was hot.
It was really quite something.
Do you like when someone else makes me moan?
Do not show up looking like you slept in your clothes. In your car.
There is nothing sexier than getting railed by two dudes at the same time. I'll just say that. A brand new club experience for me, something that was very much not within my wheelhouse, and I'm kind of shocked that I did it. We're going to be sharing the details of that very shortly, but first we want to say thank you to Cassidy.com for sponsoring this episode of Front Porch Swingers. Cassidy is a great place to check out resources for your lifestyle adventures. One of the ones we use constantly is their events tab. Obviously, we're always looking to meet new friends and have new experiences in the lifestyle, and Cassidy really is kind of a one-stop shop for your lifestyle event fun, especially as we go into the summer months. And if you want to check it out for yourself free for an entire month, all you have to do is go to frontporchswingers.com and click on the Cassidy banner at the bottom of our homepage. When you do that, you are going to get to check out all of Cassidy's features free for a month. So again, that's frontporchswingers.com. Click on the Cassidy banner to get started today. I feel like I have been hit by a Mack truck and then a school bus after that. Jeez. Or something. Holy fuck, man.
Really. Yesterday was really extra for us. I feel like 5 pounds of shit stuffed in a 4-pound bag. I do not feel good at all.
Oh, I was talking about all the sex. I'm not even sure yesterday had that much of an impact on me.
I'm dying from yesterday. Yeah, I went to the gym this morning. I wanted to die. I wanted no part of it.
Well, Thursday, I was a slut. And then Friday, I had the day off from being a slut. And then Saturday, I was a real slut.
Yes.
And so by yesterday, I felt like I wanted to fucking keel into a corner and just die.
Yeah.
Every single inch of my body, even my cheeks hurt, which I think is probably from sucking cock.
Probably, because you're a slut. So yeah, it's been a very long weekend. We had friends in town. We had business to deal with. So on top of all of that, we were very busy all weekend.
You were basically like a born-again monogamist this week, though. You were so busy with work stuff, you didn't even play or have any experiences. I fucked a couple times, of course, but...
Well, but, you know, my at this point, my whole, like, my whole lifestyle situation is kind of up in the air. I mean, there's a lot happening and not a lot happening, and I don't know where I want it to go, and so I don't know what that looks like right now. I'm focused on other shit and really just kind of enjoying your fun. I haven't done anything with anyone in a while, so totally okay with me right now.
You're doing okay with it? You're not, like, itching to get it back out there? Or?
Not even a little.
Well, so we're going to be at Hotway Palooza here in just a couple of weeks, and you're going to have multiple people there that you have engaged with in the past.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's a hot wife event, but it sounds like some of the ladies want to get it in with you.
Well, that's the fun part, because I'm going to be able to go to an event that we have limited responsibility, right? I'm going to do some pool party stuff. And
I have no responsibility.
Yeah, no, you have none. So
I'm going to show up and be cute.
Yeah,
or try my best anyway.
It's just going to be fun. And so there are some friends that we have coming. And so there may be a little bit of play. So for me, I'm really just going to take the opportunities that come my way when we do these kinds of things. I am not trying or looking for, you know, more long-term play partners or, you know, the consistency kind of thing. It's kind of, it's a lot, especially with everything we have going on. So I'm really kind of, I'm okay with not dealing with that right now.
Well, I think we have a lot of changes coming. I mean, obviously I have the whole Yusuf situation unfolding, which has been fabulous up to this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, he and I had two very new experiences for us this week.
Very different experience.
That totally just showed me, like, I am so out of practice. I feel like you and I have been on cruise control for so long when it comes to the lifestyle.
Yeah, we got
like,
it
if
down,
you go back
easy.
And listen to the very first, I don't know, 10 episodes of our show, I'm not saying you should because the sound quality was
horrible.
Garbage.
Don't listen to those.
But when you listen to those, it's like this frenzy and like this chaos that you and I were going through and trying to understand where we fit in and, you know, having bad experiences but not understanding why they were bad. And, you know, you and I feeling like we were master communicators but not being able to effectively communicate with other people. We went through all of these like bumps in the road, and we haven't really had any of those bumps in literally years.
No, but I mean, like anything else, right? You start to become very proficient in what you're doing because you've done it over and over and over. And then, you know, you and I have a rhythm. We know what works
right
at this point. Well, so there's a recipe. It's
that's
not
what
complicated.
I'm saying.
You have just started a whole nother relationship. We were just talking about it yesterday morning, I think, over coffee. Because you were kind of sharing with me some of the things that you were trepidatious about and that you kind of see and that you're worried about. And I'm like, well, that's that's what you happens when you're getting into a new relationship. You just forgot.
It's interesting because it, to me, it's almost like I took 3 years of Spanish in high school, right? And I was really good at speaking Spanish for a few years there.
Yeah.
And then I stopped speaking Spanish because I wasn't using it day in and day out. And now it's like, I mean, I can order a beer or ask where the restroom is,
right,
but I can't have a full-fledged conversation.
No, it's muscle
it would almost be like starting over to some degree if I wanted to learn Spanish again.
It is.
That's kind of what this situation feels like. I don't know zero Spanish, but I certainly am not proficient in it. And getting into this relationship with Yusuf, and you know, Thursday was really interesting and eye-opening because obviously you and I have been so used to solo play that I didn't think it was going to be any sort of an issue whatsoever for he and I. And it kind of was. Not that there was, I'm not going to call it jealousy. The way that I referred to it with him the last time we spoke about it is those knee-jerk moments of like, oh, I'm not sure how this feels. And I don't ever want to limit what anyone does. I love, you know, the autonomy that you and I have. I want to be able to have, you know, the same level of trust built with him that we can have that same autonomy. But the reality is we don't have that trust yet because we're brand new to each other and it's fucking weird.
Well, yeah. And it's, again, you are starting over. You're starting a new relationship with someone new in a very different, under different circumstances, because unlike before, you already have a relationship, as does he.
Right.
So it's not even the same as it was when you would start a new relationship, like you were trying to compare it to when you and I first met. It's impossible. Can't do it.
Yeah, no.
Not even close.
Well, first of all, completely different circumstances. And second of all, I am a completely different person than I was 6.5 years ago.
1,000%. That's why it's never going to be the same again.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, I would like to think that I have far more maturity and far better communication skills now than I used to.
Yeah.
I think there are different problems that are now arising than there were in the past.
You have to have far more patience. You have to be prepared for some things that are inevitable. You're going to have some bumps that you and I don't have, that you have, you know, and bumps that you have never experienced because, again, you've got multiple relationships going on in the same space.
It's scary, so, man. I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, for me.
I mean, I shouldn't say that. I do like it a lot. And I think there are so many positives that are coming out of this. But for me, it's like, holy fuck, I don't know what I'm doing. And that's a scary feeling because I haven't felt that in a very long time.
Yeah. But again, the good news is Yusuf has experience in this, obviously. So he can kind of, you know, take you on a path that makes a little bit more sense than you are probably accustomed to.
He's also the most patient man in the fucking world. This man has the patience of a saint, which is great if you're going to be with me because it's almost a necessity.
Because
I'm a giant pain in the ass. I overthink fucking everything.
Yeah.
I'm a master at talking myself out of things.
Yeah.
And he's been very calm up to this point.
Well, he also knows that this is really... not necessarily the first attempt at this, but certainly this is the furthest it's got in our world.
In terms of feelings, for sure. Yeah, I mean, obviously I was seeing RJ for a lot longer than I have been seeing Yusuf, but it was not as serious.
Yeah, but right. Well, also consider the amount of time that you spent with him versus the amount of time you spent at this point with Yusuf, and how much more this is encompassing all of these aspects than that relationship
was.
This is far more advanced.
Yeah.
So, and again, that guy was not he was not an ethically non-monogamous guy necessarily. He wasn't a poly guy.
Necessarily. So, that man needs to be monogamous. He had absolutely no business getting involved with us and vice versa.
Exactly. So you were trying to, you know, fit this round peg in a square hole. This is a different situation. At least one party involved here has experience in this and has been successful with it. So, you know, that's a whole different thing. And again, you are starting over. But while there are some similarities to starting a new relationship, always, there's always some basics, right? You've got a whole litany of shit thrown in there that simply did not exist before.
Well, okay, so then here's the other kind of problem that I haven't really even discussed with you yet. You know, I have a worst of the week this week. I was looking through and the honest truth is I'm not on the apps at all. I'm not on the sites at all. I'm using them almost not at all unless it's to look for a horrible message that has come through.
Doesn't take long.
And it's like, okay, I don't really have a desire right now to be out there slutting it up with a bunch of new people. Obviously, when we go to events, it's going to be a little different. Like Hot White Palooza is a big opportunity for me to be a gigantic slut. And then we're going to another Hot Wife event later that month. I plan to be a giant slut there. So, I mean, there are going to be opportunities for me to do that, but it's so not a focus right now. And I have like beautiful, awesome men reaching out to me and I'm just like, nah, I'm feeling just a little, I don't know, distracted is not the right word, but maybe preoccupied with everything going on with Yusuf.
Maybe, but that's also a conversation you guys have because that affects our dynamic.
I know, exactly.
So that,
well, I am going to see Wes this week. So obviously that's different. I mean, that's something you and I really get off on is me being with him and us reconnecting afterwards. And I think that's a good balance. But just like meeting new people right now, not for the purposes of, you know, engaging with Yusuf, it's like, well, there needs to be a balance there for so many different reasons. But I'm just not sure what that balance looks like yet.
Yeah, it's a thing that has to be dealt with for sure. So we'll see what that looks like. Obviously, this is still a work in progress, man. There's a lot going on here. You know, you had a brand new experience Thursday, or new experience Thursday, and a very new experience Saturday with him that, you know, you've got a lot to unpack. You know, well, we're not even really going to get into Saturday.
We're going to tease this to our Patreon members first. They're going to hear some of the details before anyone else hears it, just because this is a really big fucking deal. And I'm also still digesting it. So I feel like being able to talk it through on like a bonus episode and getting the feedback from our Patreon members will be really cool before I talk about it here. But Yusuf and I had a couple swap together on Saturday. We played as a couple with another couple in the same room.
Yeah, that's very unusual for, obviously for us, it's unheard of.
When was the last time you and I did that? It was literally in Montana that you and I were both playing.
No, it was here.
No, because we didn't play at the same time when it was here.
Sure did.
The husband and I watched you and the wife together.
Right, but we were all in the same room together on the same bed.
But there was not four-way penetration going on.
No, but that's about as close as we're going to get prior to us.
The last time you fucked a wife and I fucked a husband in the same room was Montana. In Montana before we left.
Yes.
It has been years.
Long time. Yeah.
So I was so fucking out of practice. I was so nervous. The couple ended up being great.
And they were friends of ours also. So this is a situation where you didn't know these people.
No, I'd never met them before at
Yusuf
all. So
did. You didn't know them.
Correct. Yeah. Yusuf had familiarity with them, which of course made me feel a little better. I trust his judgment in that way. But yeah, it was fucking new. It was weird. It was awesome. I ended up like afterwards just beaming about it. It was a great experience. But in the moment, I'm like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, what am I doing here? Am I paying too much attention to that person? And is this person going to be weird about it? It was a lot. So it's just one of those things. You have to get used to it. You have to jump back in and you know, hone certain skills that you haven't had to hone in a long time.
Well, yeah, it's a completely different dynamic and situation that you find yourself with multiple people, obviously. I don't have an interest in it at all. You and I haven't even gone into the details of this yet because you haven't even unpacked it yet. But it's not like it's an erotic situation for me. I'm curious about the mechanics of it, like how the whole thing went down.
Yeah.
Only from the perspective of it's such an abstract concept to me at this point for like you and I to be engaged with two people, with a couple in the same room on the same bed. Like that's so far removed from my memory.
Well,
I don't even know what I would do there.
I wouldn't even be turned on by that. Like if you came up to me and you were like, hey, this couple wants to swap with us, I don't think I could do it with you because I know that it is just so not your fucking thing.
No.
The fact that Yusuf is super into the group play and is into watching me and all of those things, that's what made it special for me.
Yeah, for sure. And that's like I said, for me, it is such an abstract concept. I don't even know I don't even know how we did it when I think back. Now, of course, they were our friends and it was a lot of fun and it was more fun than it was like sexy, hot time. You know what I mean?
But, well, you're talking about, so Roger and Jessica were the last couple that we swapped with in Montana. And they were like some of our closest friends.
Yeah, they're
and
awesome.
I feel like it was more about the fun of it, like just the experience of the four of us being together versus like, oh my God, that was so fucking hot watching you fuck her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so this is not like, it's not like I can even wrap my head around the idea. Like if you came to me and were like, hey, this couple really wants to...
I would be like who abducted you? Who scrambled your brains?
Yeah,
what drugs have you taken?
I have no interest in that whatsoever. I could not be less turned on by that. And I get it. People think I'm weird. I get it. It's a lot of people's thing.
I don't think you're weird.
Well, but I always question, is it really a lot of people's thing? Or is it just the thing, right? Is it not the...
After doing it on Saturday, I can tell you it's my thing with Yusuf.
Right, but...
It was so fucking hot.
Yeah, I guess I don't know why. Maybe it has everything to do with your partner. Like I said, with you and I, like that's just not our dynamic.
Right.
Or it has everything to do with, you know, where you are in your relationship at that time. I don't know. I can't understand it.
I don't understand the people who never try anything else, to your point. I think that's right. Part of your point. Like,
yeah.
There are a lot of people that get into the lifestyle as a couple, and they're like, we are going to play as a couple, period. We are never going to try anything outside of that. I find that to be odd, because it's like, how can you possibly know that that's the only thing that's going to turn you on if you don't try other things?
Well, it's like food, right? I mean, I was having this conversation with our friends that were here this weekend. He and I we met, and, you know, obviously lots of work shit, but we were just bullshitting about stuff, and lifestyle stuff obviously comes up because that's what we do. And he said something to me about that, and I was like, well, if, you know, I hear people tell me all the time, well, I don't like this food, I don't like that food, I don't like Brussels sprouts. Well, have you ever tried them? No. Well, then how the fuck do you know that you don't like them, right? Like, you can't say that intelligently.
Yeah, but there are also certain things that I know that I would never eat. So to that point, like, there are certain things I would never do in the lifestyle.
Right, there's some logical things.
I get that to some degree, but the people that are like, this is how it's done, that's what I can't wrap my head around.
Well, see, it's different. There are some things that I know instinctively I'm not going to enjoy. I have never had leprosy. I know that I don't want. Okay. However, this is not quite, it's not quite like that.
No.
There are a lot of different components here at play, and you don't know if you are you as turned on by your partner playing separately as you are turned on with them playing in the same room. How the fuck do you know?
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. So Thursday, I'm going to get around to the details of what Yusuf and I did at the club together, but then afterwards, he went off and played solo with somebody else.
Right.
And again, it's not a jealousy thing. It's just more so like I didn't entirely know how I felt in that moment. I knew I felt off about it, but I couldn't really understand why.
Well, because you guys had never had that conversation.
We had never had a conversation about it, but it was not erotic for me. Him going and playing with that woman and coming back to me, I wasn't like, oh my God, that's so hot, I want to hear all the details.
That's our dynamic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not yours and his dynamic.
But my point is, I kind of love that. I love that it be different and that I can appreciate him on a very different level in the lifestyle. And I still appreciate you and I and what we do so much.
Well, but also, we, again, back to the questions that people have, right? Yusuf and I could not possibly be more polar.
You're polar opposites.
It's not possible for two people to be more different.
Well,
right?
I mean
it's for the most part,
you have similarities, but you're very, very different people. Yes.
But they're very few and far between. You would have a difficult time understanding those similarities if you just saw the two of us standing in a room or even had a brief conversation with us both. You're going to have a difficult time discerning those things because there's so few. But my whole thing is, it's like, well, when people say that to me, it's like, well, yeah, I wouldn't have expected that. Or, you know, I would have thought Brendan would have been with someone more like you. Well, why the fuck would she want to do that?
I want two Bryans? I mean, I like you, but I don't like you that much.
I mean, but also why? Right? Why would I go to different restaurants to eat the same meal?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what is the point in that? So that's the other thing. Like, there has to be a variance, right? There has to be differences. Otherwise, what the fuck is, what are we doing it for? It's just exercise.
Right.
Right.
Well, so, I've also always said that I would prefer to have somebody in the lifestyle that wants to play with me differently than you do.
Well, and I also have always said someone closer to your age within 5 or 10 years, he's much closer to your age than that.
He's like 5 weeks away from
exactly.
my age.
Exactly. So, you know, that in itself lends to being very different, he and I.
He's also the only person I've ever dated that's younger than me.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. How much different does that get? Right.
Yeah.
And so all those things are important. So when you talk about having the variety and there are differences, and yeah, of course there are. So naturally, you would assume that there would be differences in the play style,
right?
Right. That only makes sense.
Right.
So the idea that people this more than anything reinforces for me, this conversation reinforces for me why I firmly believe people must get out of their own heads, out of their own way, and at minimum, step outside of your box and try some different things in the lifestyle. Provided everyone is adults and consenting, step outside of it.
But I think you need to take your own advice.
What do you mean? I've done those things.
Not since you and I have been together necessarily.
What?
I'm just saying, like, you're very much like, well, this isn't going to work for me, so I'm not doing it.
Listen, I'm 50 fucking four. I've had a lot of sex in my life. I know what works for me at this point.
Okay.
You and I have also played with couples, played with single males, played with single females.
No, I'm not saying we should play together. What I'm saying is there are times when it's like an opportunity presents itself and you talk yourself out of it rather than just like being open to the fucking universe. You're the worst at that.
Yeah, the problem with that is I've been that guy before and I don't know that I ever need to do that again. Not to that degree. As I mentioned, I don't know, episode ago or whatever the fuck it was at this point, there is a happy medium between my former life and my current life. I have to find that happy medium, but that also means I have to find the right people for that.
Yeah, of course.
So that's not an easy...
I think you're good at that part of it.
Yeah, but it's only if I'm focused on it. At the right. moment, I got too much other shit to focus
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So when these opportunities present themselves, I will absolutely do my level best to take advantage of them. But that's not an easy thing to do. It's just not. And I'm not actively looking. So that's another issue, right? I'd like to, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like this weekend told me everything I need to know about how little I know about certain things. And I now have to educate myself on those. And that is going to take me an inordinate amount of time. You know, so there's a lot of shit happening and lots of stuff at play. So I'll do my best. I want to have some fun now that I have more time on my social calendar, in air quotes, because I don't have any long-term play partners anymore. You know, I mean, Natasha, obviously I still see her, but we see each other so infrequently because of our schedules. It's difficult to say, you know, it's like a regular thing. It's not. It's once a month or once every month and a half or whatever. It's just not the same. So I do have time. You know, I'm putting my resume out there if you're listening.
Put the dick out there, yeah, man.
Putting a resume out there. Reach out. But, you know.
Your dick could be your resume. It's a pretty great dick. Just saying.
You know, it's just a lot. It's just a lot.
Well, so are the messages that we've received. Actually, well, you know what? This message that I am going to share with you today isn't even that fucking bad.
Well, the one I'm
going
to share with you isn't that bad, but it's by design. Because I get some really despicable shit. And that's because, again, guys really do have this instinct when it comes to reaching out to other men. And it's always the same MO, right? I find myself telling the same story. No picture, no bio. It's just this shotgun, disgusting fucking
yeah, so
message.
Share some fun ones from now on.
Well, this is the message I'm going to share with you is really more like if I get one really disturbing message a day, I get 25 of these.
Okay.
Right? This is more like along the lines of the typical message you get from dudes in this space. So again, this is a guy, you know.
In this space, you mean men reaching out to other men.
Men reaching out to men. Again, no bio, no picture, no nothing. Hey, any chance I could come suck your cock around noon today? First of all, as if I've got nothing to do and you and I have got a plan, right? So fucking funny. I'm into giving NSA BJs. How hung are you? I want my mouth full. Okay. Listen, random stranger. Again, don't know anything about you. I couldn't possibly begin to make that determination based on what I know of you, which is nothing. Because I have no imagery. I've got nothing.
Well, you know he has a cock, and I think that's all
See,
he thinks
but again,
you care about.
I assume that's kind of that's just a prerequisite. I know, you know, if you're you're presenting yourself as a male, I assume that's what's happening. You know, I don't have to go through the down the road of looking at it and seeing five pictures of it in the bathroom.
You say
with a
that,
dirty
but you did
mirror.
Have to turn down a beautiful man because he had way too large of a cock.
That was ridiculous. It
was like the size of my fucking arm.
No, it was much bigger than that. It was ridiculous. I showed it to our friends this weekend.
You showed it to me at first. You're like, yeah, he's really attractive, but I can't. And I look and I'm like, oh, fuck. Well, no, I don't even know if I could.
This was not a picture of him in totality. It was just his cock. I was like, and his hand. I'm like, this is just stupid. Like, I mean, come on now. Seriously. But yeah, this is indicative of the vast majority of the messages
well,
that we get.
Well, it's a theme this week for Worst of the Week because this is a very, very common message that I receive from couples. Grant, it's not always the single guys that present the bad messages.
No.
This one is, we're in town for EDC. We'd love to get hot and sweaty with you. The festival ends at 5 a.m.
Sure does.
5 a.m.
3 days in a row.
Meet us for breakfast at 7 at the Bellagio. We'll eat, then eat you.
No, thank you.
Okay, so many things wrong with that. First of all, you're telling me you're going to go to fucking EDC. You're going to go out to the desert. If you don't know what EDC is, yeah. It is Electric Daisy Carnival. It is a gigantic music lights festival.
It's a mini version of Burning Man.
Well, it's
very small.
It's a much more ravey version
exactly,
of Burning
it
Man.
It is in the desert. It is in the middle of nowhere.
It's in the dust.
It
it's
goes
in
from
the heat.
5 p.m. to 5 a.m. three nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
And it's a hot ass mess out there.
Yeah, it's
you should see these people when they come back from EDC. It is something to behold.
Well, you're telling me that you're going to go and you're going to stay out there till 5 a.m. and then yeah. You're going to turn around. You're going to meet me for breakfast and then we're going to go fuck.
Right.
That's never going to happen. No. I know exactly what's going to happen here. It's going to get to be about 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And you're going to be fucking exhausted.
Maybe.
And you're going to go. Yeah. yeah, we're going to have to cancel with this bitch, or we're just going to ghost her altogether and not say anything.
Well, or you're going to be passed out in the dirt in the desert at 5 a.m., you know? And by the way, you're not leaving there at 5 a.m. and getting to Center Strip by 7 a.m.
No.
Ready for breakfast. Not happening. We know people that were just there, and the traffic to get out of there was hours long. So you're not getting anywhere fast. So buckle up. That's just happening, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that, again, all these ridiculous concepts when people come to Vegas clearly leads us to single guy tip of the week, which I think is very apropos for what happens here.
Yeah. So we had our friends slash business partners that were in town. They are a lifestyle couple. She wanted to get some dick while she was in town.
Yes, she did.
And she set up two different play dates, one night each of them.
Yeah.
And the first night she texted the guy who was supposed to be there at 9.
Yes.
She texted at 7 and was like, hey, are we still on for 9 p.m.? If so, we'll meet here. He's like, yep, can't wait.
Right.
Never showed.
Nope,
it was totally like 9:20. She finally texted him, was like, so are we doing this? Are you running late? Never messaged back. Just straight up fucking ghosted.
Nope.
The second night, the guy at least gave them a few hours heads up, letting them know that his plans had changed and he was not going to be there.
Yes.
Here's the thing. And both of these guys are local, by the way.
Yes.
You expect it from tourists. That's why I rarely interact with tourists unless I already have some familiarity with them in advance.
Right.
Because as we've talked about many times, you come to Vegas, you lose your fucking mind here.
Right.
You drink more than you should. You don't understand how hot the fucking sun is going to be all day long.
Yeah.
You are, you know, you go take a quick nap and it turns into you not waking up until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. You took a quick 4-hour nap yesterday.
But with the local guys, I will never understand it.
I understand it completely. I know exactly what happened. 100%.
Which is?
Well, first of all, let me say this. This is a spectacular looking couple and a phenomenal looking woman, first of all.
And she's beautiful.
So for anyone to ghost her or in any way not cut off an arm to show up, you're just an idiot. But what happens is very simple. The differences between the people coming into town and the guys that are here, while they have a lot of the same like issues and they have the same kind of behavior, it's for different reasons. This guy, one of them for sure, right? You know what happens. You're a local guy, and let's say that you're a local guy who has some history here in town. You have a circle of people. You're in the scene. First of all, you're not dragging your ass to the middle of the strip during EDC. There's a UFC fight here this weekend. There was a concert. You know what the traffic was like on the strip? We spent the weekend on it because our friends were staying down there, and it's a nightmare to deal with. So once 9 o'clock rolls around, chances are on a Friday night, that guy came up with something else to do.
Yeah, I tell couples that all the time. Do not come here during a busy weekend if you want to get a quality guy to come to the strip.
No.
You know who you're going to get to come to the strip on EDC weekend?
The guys who aren't getting anything
desperate
else.
Men who are just thirsty for any fucking wet hole.
Also, being someone coming in from out of town, these guys already know there's a better than average chance you're going to ghost them or you're going to flake. So they're not.
Well, that's not this couple at all, but they don't know that.
They don't know that.
Right.
But they're not taking it seriously for that reason. So if they have an opportunity that they know is a sure thing, you're not even secondary on the list. You're maybe tertiary. Like, you're the fallback plan. And they probably were for this guy to begin with. They just didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm also going to throw out there, though, they stayed center fucking strip. Again, it's like they made all of the mistakes, but they still did not deserve the treatment that they
received.
No
one does. But my point is, these guys that are local and seasoned, because this is very likely, at least one of them was a relatively probably seasoned guy. He already knows instinctively there's a real good chance you folks are going to be at the pool. You're going to drink all day. You're not going to fucking meet me. You're going to take a nap. And by 10 o'clock, you're going to wake up going, oh, shit, we forgot about this guy.
Yeah.
He knows that.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's what happens. This is not that couple.
Right.
These are not those people. But you can't discern that as a dude in this town.
Exactly.
So, again, like we were talking about this whole Reddit thread that's out there that people post their shit. It cracks me up because it's always the same pattern. We're coming in town this X weekend and, you know, we're looking for this, we're looking for that. And then 3 days later, they'll post again. Still come in, but haven't gotten the right people. Then it's like the weekend they're here. It's like, okay, last chance. No. It's your last chance.
Right.
You fucked this up. This is your fault. You are doing everything wrong. This is your fault. And that's the problem. That's the reason Vegas gets a bad rap, right?
Yeah.
And there are ways to do this. And then there are ways that you really shouldn't try to do this.
Well, I think the tip from my perspective is, if you are a local guy and you do have options,
yes,
then you need to maybe not go down the road of meeting the tourists on the strip. Maybe take that out of your lifestyle experience.
Right.
I think that there are a lot of guys out there who are willing to do that. Again, not always
not
the
always
most
the quality
of men, because I think about the guys that I know here in town that are solid fucking players that I would absolutely introduce my friends to if they came to like one of our Hot Wife events or something.
Right.
They're not going mid strip on the fucking weekend to fuck you because they don't have to.
No, if you're a couple coming in town and you are trying to put this together, for example, I'm just throwing out Hot Wife couple, not a, the couple for couple things, a whole nother conversation. The single guys, if you're coming into town and you're attempting to put this together, you really should do your level best to get a reference from someone who knows someone.
Yeah.
You should really try to do that. Also, we tell people all the time, plan to meet at the club.
Yep.
And then go from there, because at least then you're at a club, you're in an environment with like-minded people, and if that cat flakes, you're good to go.
It's not
You've
the
got
end of the
other
world.
Options. Yeah. Don't try to do this kind of one-off in a hotel in the middle of the strip during a festival of 100,000 people and expect this to work out. It is very unlikely that it will work out. Also, let me say this, single guys who do this, you are now on our radar.
Yeah.
We know who these guys are. We have their bios. You know, somebody comes into town and asks us about you, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Because you fucked our friends over. I don't care what your excuses were. I am not going to put you in front of our friends.
Of course.
That's not going
to happen. Yeah, but also vice versa. How many couples have we come into town that go, hey, my wife really wants to get banged by a, you know, big-dicked dude. Do you know anyone? And I set them up with people, and then they end up flaking.
But again,
that's happened. And listen, we had a couple, and I love them. They are wonderful people. But they did that to one of my play partners.
Yeah.
I will literally never set them up with anyone ever again.
It's the Vegas effect. That's what it is.
And that's fine. But then you have to know that your reputation, as far as I'm concerned, is tarnished. That's all there is to
no,
it.
Absolutely.
Whether you're a couple or a single guy or a single lady, doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. People don't really make that kind of separation when it's like, well, we referred a couple and you stood up our friends as the couple, and so that's more egregious. No, it's not.
No.
You stood somebody up or you ghosted on somebody even worse. It doesn't matter. That person has responsibilities and a job and all these other things. It's like, you can't
and
just
feelings.
Do that. Yeah, it's not okay. So, unfortunately, however, Vegas is like the Bermuda Triangle for the lifestyle. You have to know that there's a chance somebody's going to disappear.
Yeah, I'm so sick of everyone being like, the Vegas lifestyle scene fucking sucks. No, it doesn't.
It's
you
amazing.
Just suck at navigating it.
It's amazing. You
this
just don't
can
know.
Be the most fabulous scene in the entire fucking country if you know how to navigate it.
Yep.
If you're going to the wrong clubs, if you're trying to interact with people in the wrong ways, if you're trying to get locals to meet you mid-strip, yeah, you fucked up and it's probably not going to be that great of an experience.
Listen,
for
also,
you.
By the way, just throwing this out there, if you're coming to Vegas anytime soon, you are dealing with F1 construction. Again, the strip is down to two lanes on the south side right now, and it's going to jump over to the north side, and eventually it'll go down Koval, it'll go down Paradise, it'll go down Flamingo. It's a fucking disaster here. So locals already know that. They are not going to try to fuck with that, especially on a crazy weekend.
Don't care how hot your wife is. She's not getting banged by top quality dudes on a Saturday at the fucking Bellagio.
They will absolutely meet you at the club. No question about it. You have a much better chance meeting off-strip properties. That's the way to go. So you just got to know how to do this. But single dudes, you guys got to know, if you're a local especially, small circle, man, you guys should already know this. If you're in the space, you can't fuck people over like this. You never know who they know and who you may come in contact with at some point.
Exactly.
Could be a problem.
Well, I didn't have a problem at the club. I had a fabulous time with Yusuf. We had a very unique experience that I'm excited to talk about because it was very eye-opening for me. So we'll get to all of the naughty details of that very shortly. But first, we want to say thank you to the partners of the Front Porch Swingers podcast. This episode of Front Porch Swingers is brought to you by Shameless Care.
Yes, it is.
Shameless Care has so many different services that are specifically designed for the lifestyle community, people that want to take their sexual health seriously, which of course you should. One of the awesome services from Shameless Care is for you penis-having people that maybe struggle with a little bit of erectile dysfunction.
Yes.
It is incredibly common, but can also be a lot of nerve to take care of, especially if you have to go to a doctor's office, you have to sit and answer invasive questions to a basic stranger. Nobody wants to do that. And
it's the primary reason that guys don't even get that kind of dealt with, because that's the most daunting part, right? You got to sit in front of a stranger and tell them that, my cock doesn't work the way I want it to.
Yeah, so why not take all of the, you know, headache out of it by going to shamelesscare.com. All you have to do is fill out a quick intake form, and if accepted, they're going to ship ED medication discreetly and directly to your door. And right now, you can do it for $30 off your first month's supply when you use our code FPS at checkout. Again, that is shamelesscare.com. Use code FPS for $30 off your first month of ED medication or any of their other amazing sexual health services. This episode of Front Porch Swingers is brought to you by Shivers. Oh. I used Shivers on Saturday.
I know you did.
And I was being touched by three people at the same time while using Shivers. And I can honestly say the first orgasm that I had during that entire encounter was one of the strongest I've ever had in my entire life. The other thing I'll say about Shivers, though, I believe wholeheartedly, because I fucked for hours that night.
Yeah.
And I'm not usually that person. I think Shivers had a lot to do with it, because the sensitivity that I was still feeling after many orgasms was just ridiculously intense.
Yeah, we all tap out after a certain period of time. It's just too much. But when you're, you know, with that Shivers, with the feeling that you get, it's like it doesn't really stop. Like the sensitivity, that all of that kind of hypersensitivity doesn't go away during play. So it's like at the end of play, it's like the beginning of play. Like it hasn't ever, nothing changes.
Yeah. You know? So if you guys haven't heard of Shivers, they are basically just gummies that you take. They have a women's version and a men's version. You take them 30 to 45 minutes before playtime or before whatever you're going to be doing that you want that extra sensory and sensitivity to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just feels so good. Everything just, it doesn't even matter what it is. Your clothes touching your body,
everything.
Other people touching your body.
It just makes you feel
toys, good. Everything.
Yeah. Ugh. It's just like this euphoric kind of thing. You just feel better about everything that's going on, and anything that touches you is next level.
If you would like a 10% discount off of Shivers, you can go to shivers.store and use code FPS. Again, that's 10% off of your Shivers order when you go to shivers.store and use code FPS at checkout. So we are quickly approaching Pod Bash, which is very strange to think about, and it is selling very quickly. If you guys aren't familiar with Pod Bash, this is our big party that we do every year.
Yeah.
And one of the things I love most about it is the vast majority of people that come once come over and over and over again. We see the same people.
There's a lot of coming over and over again, yes. There's a lot of that.
But you really do develop these lifelong friendships out of it. I mean, we have people that live across the country from each other, but stay in constant contact because of Pod Bash.
Absolutely.
It's a perfect opportunity to meet people from all over. From, I think we have almost all 50 states represented this year so far, which is crazy to think of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it really is just, it's a very camaraderie friendly environment. It's not necessarily, yes, you're going to play probably, and you're going to have that option available to you all weekend long with very sexy people. But it really is more so about the networking and the relationship building and all of that. It's just special.
It's also, you know, there are going to be some folks there that have never been. It's usually a 75-25 kind of thing with Pod Bash, right? 75% return folks, 25% new people. But so many new lifestyle industry people are coming, which is really kind of cool. So you're going to have an opportunity to meet those folks. And this is a fucking party. This is not a bring your light ring and throw fucking... you're not locking yourself in a room. You're having a party with a bunch of fucking people who also just want a party.
Yes.
It's a good time.
So this year we're doing it at Secrets Hideaway. It's going to be happening September 19th through the 23rd. You can find all of the instructions on how to get signed up by going to members.frontporchswingers.com. And of course, check out all of our other upcoming events while you're there. Okay, so I need to say, I guess I need to preface all of this by saying, I love playing in the clubs. For whatever reason, I have gotten a reputation of not enjoying that, and I don't think that that's a thing. Hmm. I don't necessarily love playing in front of a group of people.
No.
I have tried it a couple of times. I tried it once at Secrets, actually, during a Pod Bash event. I was part of almost a little mini reverse gangbang.
Right.
But we were starting to get a lot of attention, and there were people kind of crowding around, and it just felt, I don't know, it didn't feel erotic to me. It felt very distracting.
Sure.
So I like to play in the clubs behind closed doors a lot of times because I still get some of the sensory stuff that goes on in a club. I hear, you know, the people moaning next to me. I hear kind of people walking by, and, you know, I can kind of tell somebody might be pressing their ear up against a door. And like that tease to me is very exciting. But if I have to actually see that somebody is standing there watching me, it throws me off.
Yeah, it's very distracting. It's not my thing.
The other thing I will say is at our events, I do sometimes feel like I'm under a microscope. I have a lot of eyes on me watching what I'm doing in that environment. And I don't love that. I wish it wasn't the case. And I don't really understand why it is the case. Just because I'm there hosting, I somehow am like more scrutinized than everyone else? I don't get it.
No, I mean, you're really not. It's a feeling, obviously, that you get. But you also have a lot of people who want your attention just from a, you know, the aspect of speaking to you. So that's kind of – it's like for me, I always get like – I don't want to be away too long. And that's the problem for me when it comes to clubs. You know, we have a time limit on the private rooms. I'm only going to be in a private room. You know me. I'm not going to be out in the open.
Right.
So for me, it's like I hate the idea of having to rush.
Yeah.
In fact, I had this conversation with the amazing woman I played with last at one of our events at Playhouse who's coming to Hot Wife of Palooza. And the you know, we both agreed. It's like, oh, we don't have to rush this time. This is going to be much better.
Yeah.
It's just not a great – for me, it's not the best experience, right? You got like 30 minutes and
– and you're thinking about it the whole time.
Yeah, and the more people you hear congregating outside the door and the footsteps, it's like the clock is ticking in my head, literally, you know? Yeah. And it's super distracting to me.
Yeah.
So I don't enjoy that.
Yeah, I get it. I like the club environment, but yeah, I mean, it was just one of those things. So anyway, Yusuf came to the event on Thursday and yeah. – It was interesting being in that environment with him because I would walk by and I'd see him talking to other people and my eye was on him the entire fucking night. We had a lot of very sexy people at that event.
Well, that was it was the second largest one we've had.
Right.
Like it was right at 130 something people.
It was a big party.
It was a big party.
And a lot of very attractive men that I've never really had the chance to interact with or talk to or whatever.
In general, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was just interesting how every time I'd walk by him, like that's where my eye went. I wanted him that night. We also had not had a conversation beforehand about whether we were going to play just the two of us, whether we were going to potentially try to interact with people together and play as a couple, if we were going to play completely solo. I had no fucking idea. So The entire night I'm walking around, I'm like trying to catch his eye. He looks over every once in a while. It was just this very kind of flirtatious thing. So then when doors close at 10, I'm done with tours. So I can really just interact with people. And I was kind of talking to a few people, but I kept going back over to Yusuf and like touching him and, you know, asking him to kiss me. And it was just interesting how that worked, because I guess that's how I know that I like him, because I'm never usually like that.
No, that's no, clearly not your standard MO. But, you know, again, you guys not having that conversation, or you didn't have, there were conversations you didn't have that obviously created some reactions that you needed to deal with afterwards. But I don't think it's one of those things that you'll really know. Like, you don't know you have to have this conversation until something happens,
because
you're just not accustomed to it.
Oh, 1,000. Well, and I think that's why Thursday was such a positive experience, because it's like, I feel like we both got to just feel how this all felt and then talk about it afterwards versus like, oh, if this happens, this is how I might feel. Yeah. And like speaking in hypotheticals and all of that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I needed to experience him in that environment to really understand what I wanted out of our sexual dynamic together. So we have figured that out. And part of that was he and I decided we were going to play together. He was being very flirtatious with me at one point, and I was like, well, if you want to fuck me, and he's like, okay, should we do it now? And I was like, yeah. And I told him to go find us a private room and let me know. And he comes back and he's like, they're all taken.
Listen, that place was fucking busy. There was only one time where I knew for sure there was a private room, because we had two friends that were looking for one. And I was like, hey, down the hall. I just passed it. It's open right now. You got to go. And like the couple had just left the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just crazy.
It was, yeah, an all night thing. So at Playhouse, you have the private rooms, and then you have kind of two exhibitionist voyeur areas where it's like there's couches set up for people to actually sit and watch.
Right.
And I knew I wasn't about that.
No, it was full. That room was full.
There was also there's this beautiful curtained room that has four different beds in it, and they're almost like set up into different little cubicles, if you will. They're closed off little squares that you can pull the curtains. You can open them completely, or you can pull the curtains and have a little bit of privacy.
Yeah, they're sheer, but it's very sexy. It is the most popular part of the club.
So he was like, we could go play on there if you want. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want people fucking seeing me. And I don't know. It's just going to be weird. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I am just going to throw myself in hip deep. I am going to lean into the eroticism. We're going to make this fucking work. So we go into that room together, and there's already a group next to us playing in the bed that's the closest to where we were. And there were like four couples just smashed onto it fucking like crazy. And then in the corner, there's a husband and wife playing with a single guy, and then the other one's empty. So at this point, it's still pretty quiet in there. There's nobody really walking through. So I felt pretty comfortable. We had the curtains kind of closed off. We had one of them that was like just a little bit of a peak, if you will. And I just started getting naked. I had lingerie under this little black slinky dress that I was wearing, and I took the dress off. So I'm just standing there in this like lacy teddy number, and Yusuf starts getting naked. I lay down on my stomach and I started sucking his cock, and I was completely lost in this. Like, I wanted to fuck him so badly. There could have been 50 people around and I wouldn't have fucking known.
Right.
I was just completely engulfed in him and his cock and the noises he's making. And, you know, I undid my teddy a little bit so that he could reach around and kind of like rub on my ass and finger me from behind a little bit. And I'm moaning and he's moaning and we're already talking dirty to each other. It got hot and heavy very quickly, which again, I was very surprised by looking back on it because I was not super comfortable.
Yeah, if you can, I mean, there's a part of your brain you just have to shut off, I suppose, when that kind of thing is going on. And that, in that environment, it would be impossible for me to concentrate because you're accessible, not just from a visible perspective. You can reach in. People, they're just the opportunity for people to be. I mean, you can climb right on the damn bed. I mean, it's accessible. I'd be super concerned with what was going on around me. I couldn't do it.
Well, we'll get to that because there was one moment that got really fucking weird. But for the most part, I am just lost in him. So I'm on my stomach sucking his cock. And then he says he wants to taste me. So I get on my back. He's going down on me. And this is where, again, I'm just losing myself. I have my tits out. I'm kind of playing with my nipples. I'm holding his head in place. He makes me come for the first time. And I sit up and I like start giggling at him. And that's the first that I notice that there are people watching from kind of the outside of the curtains, if you will.
Right.
Nobody was being disrespectful. Nobody was being creepy. It's not like anyone was like jerking it right outside of our little area, but they were definitely watching. And, you know, it was kind of a mind fuck because I was so into Yusuf and into this moment and it felt so good. And he knows exactly how to get me where I want to be at this point. But I am starting to get distracted.
Well, you know, that room is interesting because there are lulls in it because people play and then they'll, you know, you have like not so much a time limit, but obviously you want to give people time so people will leave and then you get another, you know, a whole, you know, wave of people that'll come in. So when you guys were in that room, obviously I'm walking around the place all night long. It was so busy. I was busy all night. I didn't know you were even there. Like, I couldn't tell.
I was wondering
if
you were going to be able to tell that it was me from my noises.
I couldn't see you, and I didn't hear anything. It was just because there were noises coming from everywhere in that space. And so I had no idea that was you. I knew you were playing. I knew you were there somewhere. I assumed in a private room because I didn't see you, but I couldn't tell that was you on that bed. There were so many people.
Oh God. So I decide that I want to be facing away from the action. So the bed is up against a wall. So I'm like, okay, you need to put on a condom and fuck me. I'm going to face the wall on all fours and you're going to get behind me. And that worked out really fucking well because I was able to get lost in it again. I mean, obviously I love this man's cock. It's like the perfect fucking size for me. I kind of angled myself at one point. I had my hands up against the wall so I could kind of push up against him and my ass was angled up as high as it would go. And that fucking spot that he was hitting in that moment, I had an explosive orgasm. I'm pretty sure I squirted on him. I mean, it was fucking amazing. He kind of started pulling my hair a little bit from behind. And then we swapped and I started riding him. And again, I'm facing the wall, so I can't really see anything except that there's this little space that's behind the bed. It's really hard to describe it. Like the curtain goes behind the bed, but then there's this little open space between the curtain and the wall where you can kind of peer in from above. If you're tall enough, you can stick your head into that little hole and see what's going on.
Right.
And so I'm riding him. I'm leaning down. I'm making out with him. I'm having this crazy orgasm. And I kind of put my head up. And that's the first that I can see that there's a dude's face like right fucking there, literally within 4 feet of me. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, it's jarring for sure. Yeah, at some point you can come around the corner because the voyeur room is right around on the other side of that wall. And as you come around, there's a space that's probably like 12 or 14 inches where the curtain doesn't touch the wall.
Yeah.
And you can, if you're tall enough, like you said, you can see over. I can look over the bed and see. But you know, if you're just standing there staring, it's just like, so, well, you also don't expect to see someone standing there because all you have to do is walk 5 feet around the bed and you're right there at the foot of the bed. It's so strange.
It was odd. It was a little odd. So again, it was just kind of like threw me off and Yusuf could tell. So he's like, let's take a break. So we just kind of laid next to each other and we're kind of petting on each other a little bit, kissing a little bit, kind of talking a little bit dirty to each other. And this is the one time that we got approached by a gentleman during this whole thing. He was very respectful. He was standing away from the bed and he just said, hey, you know, do you guys have any interest in a third? And I just said, no, thank you. And he said, okay. And he walked away and I was like, ugh, fucking awesome.
That's how it's supposed to go.
Exactly. So respectful. I loved that moment. It just reinforced for me that a lot of what we do in these environments is exactly the way that it should be done, because it was just, it was handled very well.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of getting back into it again. I'm now on my back. Yusuf puts on another condom, gets on top of me, starts fucking me. I'm kind of reaching up and choking him. I'm slapping him. And again, there are people kind of starting to culminate around us.
That's going to get people's attention.
I was going to say, part of it was there was a lot of unexpected things going on. People don't expect to see a little 5 foot tall redhead slapping and choking a guy while he's, you know, on top of her.
Right.
I mean, it was a lot of action going on. So we started to get some people around us, and this was also kind of sexy. There was a couple, and again, I'm not uber attracted to a lot of women. It does really take a lot for me to be attracted to a woman.
Right.
This particular woman was fucking beautiful. She and her husband, they were tall, like very statuesque looking people. She was in this beautiful black leather bustier. Do you know who I'm talking
about? She had
kind of
smoking hot.
Yeah, like the kind of shaggy blonde hair, and he was just fucking attractive.
Yeah.
And they came and they were standing right outside the curtained area. And I kind of peeked my head around Yusuf at this point to look at them. And she and I fucking lock eyes with each other. Like clearly, like she was trying to give me some sort of an indication that they might be interested in joining us.
Right.
And there was a split second where I thought of asking Yusuf, and I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for that in this environment. That's a lot. This is already so new for me.
Yeah, that's
a lot. I think adding that into it, despite the fact that these people were fucking hot, I think would have been too much.
Yeah, there's, again, you know, there are levels, you know, you got to kind of stair step your way into that. I imagine that would be so outside of my comfort zone. I don't even have words for that. So there's just
I thought
no
about
way.
That multiple times during this. I'm like, Brian would no literally way. Never.
Yeah, not a chance. Listen, I have really, enjoyed my time with our couple, our friends, when I played with the couple.
In Chicago. Yeah.
But they, of course, made it an amazing experience, but we're also in a private room.
Right.
So that would have been, it would have been difficult for me to replicate that even with them in that environment. There's virtually no way I could have done that.
No, you couldn't have done
it. And she is so fucking hot, it's ridiculous. So
it doesn't matter. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. It
doesn't matter.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's not an attraction thing. It's got nothing to do with that. I can't mentally wrap my head around that.
Well, what I will say is I definitely used that as fuel, because I was like, this woman's fucking hot and she's giving me fuck eyes right now is what she's doing.
Right.
And so that like fueled me. I kind of broke eye contact with her, letting her know like, yeah, we're not looking for that right this second.
Right.
And I go back to Yusuf and we're making out with each other and we're talking dirty to each other. And you know, I'm just telling him to fuck me harder. And then he flips me over again. So now I'm on all fours again. He gets behind me. He's spanking on my ass. He's like pulling my hair from the back. I'm reaching around and grabbing onto his thighs and like pushing him into me harder. And I was coming over and over again. I had one orgasm that literally was like a rolling 3 minute full body shaking orgasm. My legs are shaking. My arms are shaking. I felt like I was on a different fucking planet.
Right.
I mean, it was really, really good. And just as that's all happening, this woman comes over. Woman.
Yep.
Sits on the edge of the bed.
Yep.
And asks if she can touch me. And I'm like, I'm good. And then she's like, oh, okay. And then continues to sit there. And 30 seconds later goes, you need to kiss me. Kiss me right now. And I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are, bitch?
This is a woman, she's a coupled person who just has this entitlement, apparently.
Brand new. We've never seen her before.
Never seen her before.
She thought she could just come over and fucking demand that I kiss her mid me fucking my boyfriend. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Once again, right? It's always the single guys. In person.
And I was done after that. I really was. And Yusuf could sense it. We just kind of both laughed. We laid down. We kind of touched. This is really funny, too. We kind of touched on each other. We're cuddling in the fuck bed.
Right.
Cuddling on each other, kissing on each other, kind of watching what's going on around us, but mostly just like coming down from everything. And finally he was like, I think we're being a little lovey-dovey for a sex club. And I was like, no fucking joke. At this point people are probably like, oh, those lame asses on that bed, they're not doing shit over there.
Yeah, that's how you get people to stop watching you.
Just start cuddling, softly kissing each other.
Right. Get dressed, put fuzzy slippers on.
And we laid there for probably a good 10 minutes coming down from everything. And then we had to find all of our clothes because it was very dark in there.
Yep.
All of my clothing was black. Black bra, black dress, black shoes.
Yep.
So I'm like fumbling around trying to find everything. And Yusuf and I kind of part ways, go both get cleaned up. And I go into the bathroom and I looked a fucking train wreck.
Well,
it was My hair was, I had this beautiful Brazilian blowout thing going on when I went in there. I came out to a fucking frizzy mess. My makeup's running all over my face. I'm dripping wet.
Yeah.
My lingerie is dripping wet because I'd squirted all over the place.
It was also very hot in there and a lot of people. It was a lot.
It was crazy. So I kind of got myself put together a little bit and I go back out and then this is where things again get interesting. Obviously not the sexiest part of the story, but Yusuf does end up after cleaning himself up and everything going off and playing. And I sat there feeling odd about it. It was a little odd. It was like...
Well, it wasn't a conversation that you guys had?
No. And again, I'm never going to be the type that's like, no, you can't go do that thing you want to do, or I'm uncomfortable with you doing it. I believe wholeheartedly that, you know, again, you're in the lifestyle, you can decide whatever the fuck makes sense for you as a couple. For me, I never want to tell someone they can't do something.
Right.
But I definitely sat there going, fuck, I really wish he wouldn't have just gone off.
Yeah, it's that gut check moment, right? You're like, shit, we didn't talk about this.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that means exactly. So, but you guys have had a conversation about it since, right? So now it'll be different going forward.
Well, yeah, I mean, the conversation we had, it was funny because, so that happened Thursday. Friday, I was like, well, we should meet before we meet this couple on Saturday so that we can talk about what happened on Thursday.
Right.
And he was like, I don't want to wait till Thursday. Let's just text about it right now. And if we need to finish a conversation about it on Saturday, we can. And so we had a conversation about how it felt kind of odd for both of us because I also went off and played very briefly with Wes.
Right.
Wes and I went and played as he went and played. And I came out and it was just kind of an interesting energy between the two of us. Not pissed, not jealous, nothing like that.
Awkward.
Just awkward. It was awkward.
Well, but again, that's not your dynamic with him. That's the dynamic you and I have.
Right.
It's not the dynamic you and he have. It's very different.
Well, and luckily through a conversation, we've kind of discovered that we do want the same things. Again, I don't want to play with him the exact same way you and I play.
Right.
I want to be able to have different experiences. I still want him to be able to have the freedom to do whatever the fuck he wants. But when we're in the same place at the same time, I like the idea of us interacting as a couple and meeting people as a couple.
Yeah, but also, like I said before, what would be the point of doing the same thing that you and I do?
Right.
What doesn't even make any sense?
Right.
You know, there would be no reason to have to do that or want to do that.
Well, there's also an evolution that happens in any non-monogamous relationship. And you're in my dynamic is as comfortable as it is right now because we went through all the bullshit.
Yeah, we
went through all of the train wreck moments, all of the huge mistakes, all of the miscommunications. He and I haven't had an opportunity to make the mistakes yet.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, Thursday was really eye-opening. I don't see it as a negative at all. In the moment I felt, and again, it wasn't anger or jealousy. It was just like, ugh, this doesn't feel awesome.
Well, what it was like that moment where it's like, shit, we probably should have talked about this because I don't know if I like this.
Exactly.
This doesn't make any sense.
And here I'm thinking like, I'm so evolved past that type of shit that whatever happens is fine.
Well, you are with me, but that's not where this is with him. This is a different thing. I mean, you guys have decided that it doesn't even make sense for you to play separately in those environments.
Not when we're in the same building.
Right. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know?
Like if he goes to an event by himself, do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Right. Now, but once again, the question, you know, I can't help but ask these questions because it's the first thing I'm thinking about, right? You and I are at an event. Yusuf is also at the event. How do you determine how you play?
Well, what do you mean? You and I don't play as a couple, so what does it matter?
Right. But he and you and he are not interested in playing separately. If we're all in the same place, how does that work?
I don't know.
That's
a conversation.
Yeah, it's right. That's one of those things that...
Why? Do you have a preference? You like when I play solo with single men, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's still going to be a part of my lifestyle experience. It's just not going to be when he's at an event with me.
Right. So if we're all there together, which of those dynamics takes precedence?
Well, which of our dynamics takes precedence, you and I? I want you to play with new ladies, and that rarely happens.
Yeah,
not so it's not always about what the other person wants.
Well,
it's about compromise, and it's about finding a balance between the two things.
Yeah, but how do you find it?
I don't know. We're going to have to figure that out. It's a work in progress.
Again, we haven't even talked about yet.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, there's a lot to it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think part of it is going to be that I'm going to need your help finding these single guys again. If that's an important part of me playing is finding new single guys, you're going to have to help me with that.
I'll add it to the list of things I have to do. So I'll just put that right on
the
list.
I'm just saying if it's important for you, then I think that that's something you need to be involved in,
right?
Well,
but it's important for our dynamic.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Again, you have to figure out how to – you're going to have to figure out how to satisfy both of those dynamics.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and I'm up for all of it. I'm not giving up single guys. I'm also
sounds like a sex on your terms to me.
Yeah, for real. This is probably not something we can flush out very easily here on the podcast. But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing to think about because it is going to be about a balance. And it's about a balance for me, too. Yeah. I mean, I really, really enjoy my time with Wes. That's not going anywhere. I've made that very clear to everyone involved. Right. Like, Wes is not going anywhere. I don't see him that often. He's a very, very busy person. Right. But as long as he wants to play with me, I intend to play with him.
Right.
I really like our time together. I really like our dynamic. I like that it's completely different than anything else that I have. Right. He and I have this very much like, you know, daddy role play thing going on, and he's definitely the more dominant force with me. And, you know, those are all things that I crave and that I feel like I need in some way. That is not being thrown out the window. Right. It's just not always going to be top priority anymore.
Yeah.
So
it's not forefront necessarily, but it is always there.
Right.
Yeah. Well, a lot going on. Lots going on.
And we're only 3 weeks away from Tucson, and I've already started talking to several
A lot of people that are going to be there.
Well, we know like most of the guys that are going to be there, but one specifically was one that I met last year that I've been wanting to fuck since I met him last year, and he and I have really been ramping up the dirty talk via text and everything, so I'm super excited for that opportunity.
This should be a lot of fun for a lot of reasons because, I mean, we also know a lot of couples that are going this time too, so it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
So lots of new experiences. Again, I'm still digesting a lot of this. As I'm saying all of this, I'm wondering if I'm saying it incorrectly, and I hope that I'm not. But I do think we're going to delve deeper into it with our Patreon members, especially over the next few weeks. This is a really complicated time for us right now.
Yeah.
A really exciting time, but very, very complex issues that I feel like I'm working through. And I want to be able to share that with our Patreon members. And we're doing now our bonus episodes on video.
Yes.
So if you would like video bonus episodes of the show, we would love for you to check them out at patreon.com/frontporchswingers. We so appreciate our existing Patreon members. If you would like to see the XXX rated stuff, I actually just filmed something this week with Mars Black again.
Sure did.
Love filming with that man. He is a fucking blast, and I cannot wait to share that. But I have a lot of backlogged stuff that I'm going to be sharing on my OnlyFans very soon. So you can find all of that naughtiness at OnlyFans.com/frontporchswingers. Brian's considering ramping his OnlyFans up again too, so stay tuned for news on that.
Talk about that. Maybe we'll get to that today. Hopefully, figure that out. Got a strategy.
If you would like to join us for an upcoming event, whether it is here in Las Vegas every month, here in LA every single month,
next month, 13th, I think.
We are also going to be in Denver in July, and then of course Pod Bash in September. So you can find all of the information and apply for membership at members.frontporchswingers.com.
Also, July, the weekend of July 12 and 13 at Playhouse LV. It'll be Christmas in July. We're in Vegas.
So excited.
I cannot fucking wait. The best pool in town with the sexiest people. It's going to be Christmas. It'll be snowing. We'll have little elves. We're going to have girls dressed like Miss Santa. It's going to be fucking hot.
Yeah. And it's optional. So you get to see some titties on top of it.
Sure are.
So stay tuned for a lot. Stay tuned for my couple swap experience. That's going to be quite the retelling.
I'm eager to hear about it.
We'll get to all of that very soon. Stay tuned. And as always, thank you guys very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.